Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, pouring around as the king of things, point guard of podcasting, coming at you on a Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. Ready to fucking, everyone should be stuffed right now, full of turkey, done arguing with your families, done pretending to be nice to your brother's girlfriend or your sister's boyfriend or your sister's brother's boyfriend. It sucks, right? Everyone thinks it sucks. I don't think it sucks. I think the holidays are great. By the way, we were pre-taping this, so who knows if that happened. I might have died. Who knows what happened during this holiday season? Got a little fucking crazy. Maybe I fucking overdosed on tryptophan. We'll get into it. International superstar Zach D'Amico's back.
Hey, buddy.
Happy to have you back, my friend. Back from Texas.
Fucking great trip, man.
Doing the Come and Take It Festival down in Houston with our good friends at the Secret Group. How was that?
Fucking awesome, dude. 10 shows.
Sick, dude. It's fucking amazing, dude. Good for you, dude.
10 shows was good.
Yeah, it's a big fucking deal, man. Also, you guys know that voice. You fucking love him from the No Need for Apologies podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Derek Gaines is back on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thanks, Rap Guys. Rap Guys.
We're the Rap Guys. And also, ladies and gentlemen, back. And by the way, I fucking love this girl. There was one guy that started trolling me on Twitter, be like, "Why are you having fucking Zia back on? Why is Zia always on? You trying to fuck? Get it? You want to fuck Zia?" Let me make this very clear.
Obviously,
I want to fuck Zia. Who doesn't want to fuck Zia? Zia's a beautiful angel.
So nice.
She's got a great sense of humor. She's fucking damaged goods. You know she's good in the sack. There's no way Zia's not a fucking firecracker in the bedroom. Let's get real. Ladies and gentlemen, Zia's back on the show.
Such a nice thing to say about someone. Thank you so much.
I guarantee you're a firecracker in the bedroom.
I think Nick thinks so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to get Nick in here one day. We got to get Nick to come in.
He does a podcast with me. I'm
I
sure
know,
he would love to.
I know, qualified experts yeah. on yeah, yeah, your yeah. fucking...
my YouTube channel.
OnlyFans. Is that on your OnlyFans?
Yeah. We also do put it up on OnlyFans. People oddly like it. No, I'll take it.
No, I think it's a major distraction from your OnlyFans content.
We haven't been putting it up, though, recently because we moved, and so it's just been fucking yeah. pain in the ass.
Well, Zia, I'm very happy to have you on the show. That guy said that, and then I quote tweeted him because I knew people would be on Zia's side. I was like, Zia's great every time she's on the show. And also, I don't book the show. Shannon books the show, so maybe Shannon wants to do a little clam jamming with Zia.
Can't say no to that.
Shannon.
Yes.
Shannon, have you ever had a lesbian experience? I don't know if you've ever discussed this.
No, I have not.
What's the gayest thing you've done?
Oh, I mean, it wasn't in a sexual context, though. A friend of mine was thinking about getting her boobs done. Mm. And so, like, we were
at
it.
Ate her pussy.
Naturally.
Just stuck your nose in it, huh?
So we were all, like, I was a bunch of girls.
Well, hold on. Put the sexy music on. What are you doing?
So we were all
Slow down. How many girls?
Take your time, Shannon. Jesus Christ.
It's about the journey, not the destination. Yeah.
So there were 10 girls at dinner.
Segway to shit.
Girls just eating
dinner.
Yum.
But two of the girls came with me into the bathroom.
Ooh, two of the girls said, "Hey, we need to get away from the rest of the group."
Yeah.
It's a little hot.
Okay.
Get away from these.
Isolate. So you isolated. All right.
And so we went into the bathroom and I lifted my
shirt. That's the way men think. It was like, all right, so you got the weak one away from the rest of the pack.
So you isolate it. All right.
Lifted my shirt.
Lifted the shirt up.
Pulled down my bra.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they touched my boobs.
And they played with your breasts. Mm-hmm.
Wait, are your boobs done, Shannon?
Yes.
Oh my God, I didn't even know that.
Will you let Zia right now play with your... Will she let you feel them? Because here's the thing. Zia's fucking hot. Everyone knows that.
I did.
But Zia's got tiny, pathetic breasts.
I know.
I mean, just they're...
They're
fucking bee stings. But Zia probably thinking about getting a boob job, right?
Oh, I'm halfway
right?
saved. I've been saving for
maybe
all the donations on Twitch.
Shannon, come and let Zia get a feel to see exactly what it's like. Is that okay?
I'm actually not mad at that at all.
Oh my God, this fucking
we can
rules.
Do an examination.
This is so exciting.
Yes. We can do an examination.
And I've touched a lot of fake boobs.
The fucking music on, Natalie.
The holidays truly are a magical time.
You're really
of
okay
year.
With this?
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously. Well, hold on. Turn. There we go. Hell yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now play, but there we go. Nice. Now squeeze them.
Shannon, can you stand a little less sexier?
Zia, can you? No, Zia, can you get a... Hold on, Zia.
Shannon, can you stand more like a continental soldier?
I know, right? Look like you're standing in a goddamn voting booth. What are you doing? The music's on. Get this shit going.
Do it a little more slowly. Really, really get in there, okay? Now squeeze a little bit, Zia.
Examine.
Now, what
God
about? Can you
damn.
Get? Can you feel the nipples a little bit? Is that possible?
Treat it like a
no,
Ray Moore fan.
She's got a bra on. Shannon, why don't you let her go up underneath your shirt and feel
Shannon.
Under the bra? Stop being an idiot. Shannon,
my,
can you
my hands are
can
freezing. I would feel like not very gentlemanly.
Shut up
doing
the fuck
that.
Up, Zia.
Shannon, thank you for
that
letting
actually,
me feel your boobs. They feel incredible.
I mean this. That actually turned me on.
That was.
Wait, wrong one.
They're so nice. They feel so good. They're like firm but soft, which is, I don't know,
like
important.
Like a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Wow. Yes.
Like memory foam.
Yes.
Wow. Now, Zia, let me feel yours. Come here just for a second.
They're very small. Louis.
Zia's calling me out on my shit right now. Oh, my God, dude. I got nervous like an asshole.
Because I ran over. I don't know why I ran.
She really ran over.
I
and
was
she...
like, fill my tits.
No,
but they're not the smallest. I saw a girl last
Were you going
to
really let
small.
Me fill your tits just now, Zia?
I don't know. Maybe when
she
they're done.
She was going to. No, I'm not. No, done. I have a girlfriend now, so I genuinely can't. But I was like, wait, what? And I could have reached out and I touched them almost. That was nice. Would your boyfriend get mad if a host of a podcast felt your breasts?
If it was, I've had this conversation with him before. If it's for a show, like for a thing, no. Nice. Behind the scenes, yes, of course.
Would he be mad if you 69'd on the table during the podcast?
All right, that might be crossing a line. But
during a show.
If it's
for the show.
It's for the if,
show.
If it's yeah. for a thing, like depending on what it is, we've talked about this, like would he let a guy massage my feet who had a foot fetish? If it was for a bit for something,
nice.
Then yes. But
would he let you put your foot directly in my mouth for a bit?
Maybe. Probably.
Nice. How do you feel about feet, Derek?
I'm not a fuck guy.
You're not a fuck guy.
Nah, I like girls who have nice feet, but right. I don't like fuck.
What's
but
a nice
you
foot for
feet.
You? Sorry, just wanna,
a nice foot.
Curious.
You know, white toenail polish.
Okay.
No corns on it. You know, like a girl foot. Like
right.
Dainty. A girl who's a girl.
A small.
Don't do nigga shit.
A small foot. You want a nice, small. Yeah.
Girls
with
big
small
feet.
Toes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big foot girls.
Those big Uma Thurmans.
Yeah, and then the hipster girls with them Chuck Taylors and them fucking dirty Air Force One. Nah, you got, nah. Yeah, nah, that's cool. That's a nice small girl foot.
Zia's got
small girl foot. That's a girl feminine foot. Like girls right, with, okay. with painted nails.
Zia is like the
like
girl
girls.
Next door, but if that girl like lived with like a serial child molester, that's the vibe you give.
Okay, like, I like that.
You know what? Remember?
Nah, you know what she remind me of? That's the cool white... That's the cool white girl we all fuck with, but her dad is like Aryan, so we don't ever go around.
He actually looks like he could be Aryan.
Yeah,
he's
so
not,
we always wait
like
till she
be.
Come down to the other side. So
your origin story reminds me of, remember Jenny from Forrest Gump?
But you're from Hawaii,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
Jenny from Forrest Gump? Remember how she like would like fucking like hide in a tree from
most
her father?
Diabolical villain in cinema history.
She was an asshole.
Why do you say? Jenny from
she was
Forrest
an asshole.
Gump.
I mean, she did give
worse
that retard
Thanos is worse than... And Hannibal Lecter,
why
like
you,
she's the
that?
Number because she did all this shit to a nigga with a half a mind.
half she a strung mind. Him along.
He had a half a fucking
years.
Brain.
He loved her.
And then she gets the HIV.
Gets the high five and leaves him with a kid that might have it. I said, oh, this bitch is diabolical, nigga. That's why.
And might not even be his kid.
Yeah,
he's like worried that the kid is gonna be like him, but how do you know that's even your kid? But yeah. it doesn't
then,
matter. He takes him
that,
anyway.
The way that started, Jenny saw that Forrest was up, just running around the country, and then she saw him on TV, and she started plugging the. I'm telling you, man, she was an opportunist the whole time. Climbing.
She was a little bit of a crazy bitch. Let's
crazy.
Get real.
A little bit.
Yeah, we've all had a Jenny in our life.
Forrest tried to save her
the
so many times.
Yeah, dude, we all have our own personal Jenny in our lives and she's the one that we're glad that got away. I won't even say this girl's name. My personal Jenny, I won't even say the girl's name. That's how diabolical and evil this bitch was.
Yeah.
She pretended to be pregnant after we broke up.
Pretended. Damn.
Pretended for months.
That's fucked up.
And that's commitment to
until
that
what
shit.
She couldn't.
And she did this thing where at one point where and it was I just didn't know about like I didn't know about like somebody being pregnant, so I didn't know you have to wait like 20 some odd weeks to figure out the sex. But after like 3 weeks, she was like, don't worry, you're never gonna see him.
Oh my God. It's like a Telemundo.
Jenny's terrible,
Jesus
man.
Christ.
Forrest Gump had a Medal of Honor on.
Yeah,
and Jenny got back on the bus with the nigga that hit her in the face the scene before. That's fucking crazy.
Did you have your personal Jenny?
Huh?
Did you have your own personal Jenny? The most evil bitch of your life?
Jenny's. No, more so, you know what I had? I don't know.
Well, you probably know. You remember Waterfalls video? You remember Waterfalls video? Remember the girl that gave him loving that he couldn't handle? Remember that at the end? Just without the AIDS. So I find a lot of girls that trump me sexually. Like,
what do you mean?
Like in LA, these girls, they kind of played me.
Right.
Like they used me and then you can get out of here.
They just use you for
that. Yeah. I was like, oh. But it was like invigorating because I was like, well, damn, maybe there's a bunch of girl pimps out this motherfucker. Hell yeah. LA is, but not Jenny's evil. No
evil women in your life.
No.
Who's the most evil girl in your life, Zach, that you've ever dated?
You know.
I'm not going to say her.
Yeah, you know, my ex.
I'm not going to say her name, but why was she evil?
It was just fucking constant manipulation.
Manipulation.
I mean, I was shitty too. I wasn't good mature work. Enough for that relationship, but yeah, I mean, just. You
By
know.
The way, manipulation, all that is like living life. Like we manipulate. Talk That's all those. We do. This is all we, this is all we do. Don't look at me like that. It's true. In life, if you're not manipulating, you're being manipulated. Let's get real. They say sales. If you're not selling, you're being sold to. It's the same exact shit, dude. Potato, patata. Okay?
Potato,
so
potato.
I don't want to fucking be told that I'm my son's mother would do that. She's like, yeah, you're manipulating him. And I was like, no, I'm convincing him of my way.
I'm just letting him know that I'm right.
You know, just shit like she always tried to get me to quit comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I started to make movies, and she went, I like when you did comedy better because at least you were home.
Right.
Like, it was always, like, so this would be the kind of thing with her.
All right.
She liked to go to raves. Not my thing.
Okay.
So then she goes, I'm going to a rave. Let's go. And I was like, I don't want to go. And her logic was, well, if you don't go with me, I'm going to take ecstasy. And if I take ecstasy, I'm going to hook up with somebody else. So if I cheat on you, it's because you didn't come with me.
Wow.
So that was like the
insane
logic.
Insane logic. And
by the time she got done with that, Zach was already sleeping.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that was
logic.
Like the kind of like arguments.
Yeah,
like,
that's not a
if
healthy.
If I cheat on you, it's your fault because you wouldn't come to a thing you didn't want to go to.
Yikes. Mm. That's not a healthy relationship at all.
I've dated a lot of crazy bitches. I think about how many girls that I dated that were just okay with me doing blow. Right. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you crazy bitches? Like, it's obviously a problem, mm-hmm. you know? And they would just be like, all right, go ahead, go do blow. Or they do it with me sometimes, or sometimes they wouldn't. But it was like, I need a chick who's going to be like, if you snort cocaine in your nose, I'm fucking out. Simple as that. Right. I need a chick that's going to keep me on the straight and narrow.
And keep your septum clean.
Someone that makes you want to be better.
Wow.
Look at you.
Wow.
That was the cheesiest thing I've ever said in my life.
But it is true, though.
You're your partner should compliment you, but also like help you want to be better.
Yeah,
it's very kumbaya for a rap episode. Very
you know what, fuck you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the next edition of Chinese person most likely to get killed by Puerto Rican in the street. Let's go.
That's better.
Kumbaya. I've never seen this side of you.
Let's watch a baby get pushed into traffic right now. Time for Doesn't Live This Baby.
People are like, this is why we don't like girls on the podcast. This is exactly why.
I did not like it. You know what? Let's go with Shannon's dumbass topic of the week. Fisherman catches 67-pound goldfish.
I saw this.
Shannon's stupid ass.
I feel like it's
ugly,
cool. Here, look
old,
at this. Is what he looks like.
I didn't know goldfish got that big. God. What the fuck?
It's crazy.
Can you eat
this? This is Zach and Miko of goldfish.
I was thinking that. I was like, Zach and Miko?
That's a big ass. Can you eat a goldfish? That's a great question.
I
want
to know. Goldfish edible. Right?
Hold on.
I think anything's technically edible. If it's got a fucking.
As long as it's not poisonous, right? Like, there's certain fish that you have to be super careful how you prepare them. But yeah.
At the sushi restaurant.
Yeah, we all saw that episode of The Simpsons.
Fish is an expensive plate.
Yeah.
Because the chef got to be right you'll die.
We forget about that episode of The Simpsons.
What?
So it was the sous chef that prepared it. That's why it poisoned Homer. It's because the head chef was finger-banging Miss Krabappel in his car.
I actually remember that. I saw that.
Which is also a fish joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
On Family Guy's at its 400th episode, they're doing pretty good.
Wow.
Can you eat goldfish, Shannon?
Yes, you technically can eat them. However, it said they are not tasty because they would taste of the foods that they eat. So it's
they
kind of
eat
like,
cum.
Cum cussers. Yes.
Wait, what are goldfish
are they bottom feeders? Do they eat from the bottom or what do they do?
So catfish eat from the bottom. Carp eat, not carp.
Lobster.
What's the white fish?
Lobster.
That
cod.
Cod eat cod. Cod or bottom eating fish. Yeah. Huh. Wow. That kind of fucks me up because those are the ones that always have worms. You can see, you usually go to the supermarket and just see worms crawling around the fish sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Ew, and they're still selling that and people buy that?
Yeah, you cook
Is
it.
Is it really cheap?
No, you cook it. Dude, like every cod or every catfish you buy has some fucking worms in it.
Is that freshwater fish, cod and catfish?
You deep fry it. Black shit.
Hell yeah. Burr.
You watch them drop the fish. Yeah. Cook all them worms.
I love it. I love it.
Fry it out. Fry out that shit. And put it on some bread with some hot sauce. Nice job.
Actually sounds good.
Yeah, I'm fucking excited. I just booked, Shannon, I just booked the family vacation.
Oh, shit.
Where to?
Puerto Rico.
Nice.
San Juan?
No, we're going to Punta Santiago. Punta Santiago.
Oh.
Pull up Punta Santiago on a map. I know nothing about it. I got a good deal on an Airbnb. I was like, fuck it, I'll do that. We'll go out every day. We'll go fucking fishing. We'll rent some jet skis.
Okay.
Sounds nice. Bring in your new girlfriend?
No, this is a family trip.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, this is a family trip. Taking it slow with the gal.
Nice, all right.
We went to Belize together. We went on a great trip, just me and her.
Okay.
It was amazing, you know, but we're just, you know, just a family trip. She is meeting the family this Thanksgiving, though, for the first time.
Seems like you're doing this very maturely, Lewis.
Well, it's long distance, so it's easy to kind of take it a little bit slower, even though it feels like it's moving faster, right? So we're taking it slower, like, and doing, but then we're like, oh, shit, we've been dating for like 6 months.
Because you're not seeing each other as often. Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
But very, it's good. It's not bad.
Natalie, play that music while he's talking about this shit.
What is that? What's up in Punta Santiago? What can we do?
Family vacation.
So it looks like it's actually right across the little bay from the bioluminescent bay. Have you done that there before?
I did do that years ago with James's mother.
Oh, okay.
So it triggers me. Now I start crying when I see bioluminescent
so there's creatures. You can kayak, sea diving, hang gliding.
Speed diving is just drowning.
No, it's
sea diving. It's going to the bottom really fast.
Yeah. lots of fun stuff. Is it nice? Does it look nice, Shannon?
It does. It looks beautiful. Then let me go back.
Good. Pull up a picture. I want to see some pictures of Punta Santiago.
Punto.
Yeah, nobody in my family has been to Punta to Puerto Rico except for Except for me and James. So should we go? Bring in my aunt, bring in my brother-in-law, my sister, my
water
niece.
Blue.
That looks just like Hawaii.
Water blue?
Yeah. It's all the same shit.
It is. It's all sand and water. It's all the same. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, sorry.
It's all the same shit. Let's do our plugs real quick. We got a lot to talk about. It is Black Friday. Lots of deals going on right now in the world. So we're going to get into that, see what we can buy. Maybe get a little Christmas shopping done today, Shannon. But Zia, what you plugging?
Subscribe to my OnlyFans. Zealand, XIALAND, help me pay for these fucking floors that are getting done in my place today. And Twitch and YouTube, also Zealand, XIALAND. I'll have a lot more stuff coming as soon as the studio is done getting set up.
Hell
so
yeah.
It's coming.
Kick ass. Good for you, Zia.
Thank you.
Derek.
All right. It's Black Friday. December 15th through the 18th, I'll be at the House of Comedy, Arizona. Me and Dave Temple from No Need for Apologies. December 22nd to 23rd, I'll be at the Albany Funny Bone, me and Dave Temple, known for you for apologies. And then December 30th and 31st, I'll be at the House of Comedy, Minnesota, New Year's Eve, me and Dave Temple, no need for apologies. Make sure you watch Amy Schumer, out right now, season 5, episode 4, Paramount Plus, and Blue Bloods, season 13, episode 5, on Paramount Plus. I'm on all that shit.
Sick. Good for you, Derek. Derek killing it always. Zach and Miko.
December 15th, I'm in Philadelphia. First ever comic to do the ECW Arena.
Dope.
Myself, Ryan Shaner, LaMare Lee. It's going to be fucking fun. Please come out. It means
LaMare
a lot
did a sting at Skankfest, too, on Black Ass. LaMare funny.
LaMare's funny as fuck. A lot of live stuff coming up, guys. December 1st, Indianapolis. The 2nd, McHenry, Illinois. The 3rd, Glendale, Wisconsin. Then the 16th and 17th, I'll be at Yuck Yucks up in Toronto. New Year's Eve with Dave Smith, plus special guests, Colin Turrell, Zach Amico, Karen Feehan, and Crack Amico at the Comedy Store New Year's Eve. That's already almost sold out, so grab those tickets now. That will sell out.
In L.A.?
Yeah, in Los Angeles, New Year's Eve. And then January's coming up right around the corner, Washington, D.C., Phoenix, Arizona, House of Comedy, Bloomington, Minnesota, and Cuyahoga Falls, the funny stop at the end of the month. And then I'm going to take a little hiatus, but then I'm going back out on tour. All of the places that me and Aaron Berg did not hit, I will be hitting in preparation for my brand new special, Luis J. Gomez, which is going to be filmed live in London sometime in early June. So look out for that. If you guys know good venues as well, if you have contacts, please hit me up. I'm going to do a scouting very soon. I got like 5 or 6 places lined up already, but I need more options. I want to scout as many places as possible because I want it to be a very special. Subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. The new Gas Digital, launching a brand new website in the first part of the year. Brand new app in the first part of the year. Lots of stuff happening here at Gas Digital. And if you guys are interested in Skankfest, you should know that we are doing a pre-sale on December 12th for Skankfest 2023. We are announcing the location and the dates on December 5th. So look out for that all over social media and at skankfest.com. But December 12th, 1 p.m. Eastern, grab pre-sale tickets. They sold out in 2 minutes last year. I think that we're going to sell out even faster this year. I mean, you got to be there exactly at 1 o'clock. You got to sign into the website and you got to get the tickets. So
Vegas was shockingly amazing.
It was crazy. It was so much fun.
I was skeptical they were going to win. I was like, well, goddamn.
Yeah, it was wild.
Really good. This is a really nice time.
A whole other level, yeah. So, yeah, that's that. That's that. And Shannon Lee Hires the Thing is, which I'm going to be on the next episode.
Thing, yeah.
Maybe we're going to be dissolving the show. Who knows what's going
to
happen, Shannon?
Who knows? We had a big fight, and you guys are going to try to resolve it.
Can I have another coffee and not a munchkin?
Can I have a coffee and two munchkins?
Derek's way sounds a lot better.
Well, also, can I figure out what happened with fucking Dylan? Because yesterday he comes in, and he's got fucking Oreo cookies on a tray. It was crazy. I never seen anything like it. I was like, what the fuck is this, Dylan? I was like, this is embarrassing. Nobody, I mean, it's fine. If you're just like a fat teenager, it's like, cool, Oreos, great. But it's like, it's a professional environment. I was like, you should have like a tray with like, you know.
He looks like a teenager. He looks like just a skinny teenager.
He does. And I understand. So I was like, you should get some bagels. You should get a tray. This was yesterday. Have a real ass
cookie
Monday.
Board.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe it's just the trash in me, but that looks fucking amazing. It look, needs to be filled out a little bit.
I think that was after some people started eating.
Okay. Zia, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
You said fucking amazing. That's amazing.
Yes. Chips Ahoy, Oreos, there's the little donuts there.
They got skid marks on the trays. What the fuck is that?
My standards are not high.
Oh, mine are too high.
Look
at the marks.
I see what you're saying. I was just looking at the cookies.
If we were having...
okay, all right.
If we were having like a... Like a student government meeting in like middle school, actually, I would go, you know what? This makes sense.
It does look like it should be on a table at an AA meeting.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah, that is true.
Somebody actually said that yesterday specifically. Okay, yeah. It's very true.
From after you give blood. That's the give blood tray. Right, Jack? I'm trying to wait. I'm setting you up so you can say some flashing.
No, I got you.
Zach, we're riffing. I'm just jump in.
I'm distracted by cookies.
So then I gave him shit and he came in with some bagels and I was like, it still works in this presentation. I was like, so then we started talking about how if you're going to even spend that much money on all those fucking boxes of Entenmann's, just go to Dunkin' Donuts and get some fucking donuts, maybe even some munchkins. So then this guy comes in today and he's got a whole thing of munchkins. But now I'm going, we don't do munchkins. We don't do snacks every day. It's just Monday. It's Monday's a snack day. So who's paying for these munchkins now? Am I paying for the munchkins that are out there?
You're paying for him to learn.
I'm paying for the munchkins. You have to get it right next week. It's not every day you get new snacks for everybody. This is crazy.
And they fresh munchkins.
To be honest with you, I could probably get we could probably afford munchkins every day. Munchkins are solid.
They're
you know what?
Good. They're pretty
dude,
fresh.
What you're snacking on is like the everyone's favorite segment on the show. So let's do it. Fuck it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday edition. What you snacking on? Thanksgiving edition. Let's go.
Got a heavy metal pencil. I love this so much.
What's the green thing? A pickle? What was that? What was the green thing?
I don't even know.
Oh, okay. Good question.
I got the rest of the band. I knew what everything else was, but okay.
Derek, what you been snacking on? It is Thanksgiving week. Are you snacking on Thanksgiving things preemptively, or are you wait till Thanksgiving for that?
Nah, my girl made me a cinnamon loaf cake. To go with my coffee in the morning, that's pretty good. That's a nice little cinnamon loaf, little thing where she puts a little cinnamon sugar and then she swirls it into the cake. That's good. And me being black, pre-diabetic, always Wildberry Gummy Savers, the purple bag.
Wildberry Gummy
Savers.
Savers.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
And they're not saving anything.
They're not saving
But, oh yeah, so the purple bag.
So that's your shit.
That's my shit.
You love a Wildberry. What Zia, you have a whole snacking segment on your show.
I do. And actually, I just went to, because we just bought a house, and it's been fucking Jesus fucking Christ. But we went to IKEA the other day, and IKEA has awesome snacks. every single thing I got from IKEA was amazing. I got like chocolate with bits of fucking toffee in them. There's this toffee. It's so goddamn good, but it's like almond toffee.
Okay.
And then there's also these little pastries that have almond paste in the middle of them, and they're dipped in chocolate. It's just everything there is magical. It's really? So good.
A lot
yes.
of almond stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had something in Texas. I'm allergic to almonds.
What'd you have in Texas, Zach?
Real banger. Mexican street corn Cheetos.
That okay, that's good. A fusion. Because I know the street corn with all the white and red. And
yeah, so they don't cheat. Elote oh. Cheetos, fucking great.
Excellent.
That sounds awesome.
Excellent.
I was mad that they don't have them here. I mean, we don't have Mexicans.
Yeah. I'm sure you can find them here.
We got faux Mexicans. Like,
yeah, I've had those. Those are really good.
Really, really good.
Where the fuck did I get them from? Maybe it was in L.A. still.
I have to make a baked macaroni and cheese for Thanksgiving.
Oh, hell yeah.
Are you good?
What do you put on the top? I'm do you scared. Put breadcrumbs? You're scared.
My black ears are a little.
Look, it's not going to be as good as your grandma's baked macaroni and cheese. Let's
She's
get
dead
real.
Now, okay?
She'll still question. Do a better job.
Yeah, but I'm not wild. You don't add anything in it.
No, like, I don't. My chick. My, like, no, my chick sent me a fucking
peas. No, no.
You don't a recipe. That. Hold on, I'll right. pull it up right now. And then she sent me. She sent me a TikTok with it being made. Here, I'll send. I think it's racist. I think it's just some old black lady's TikTok. Shannon, I'm going to email you this TikTok, and we're going to watch this. I don't have TikTok.
Is this your first time making mac and cheese? Is that what's happening?
It's my first time making baked mac and cheese in the oven.
Do you have to make a roux?
I'm trying to think of something funny. Can you pause this for a second?
I like piglet.
A roux, a kangaroo.
You don't know what a roux is?
Roux. R-U-E.
A roux.
A roux.
What's a roux?
Tell him, Zach. Well, if you don't tell him, I'll tell him.
What's the matter with roux?
A roux is what Asian people call you.
A roux is.
It's like you got to put a little milk and seasoning and flour and kind of build it up slow. So you put.
It's like scaffolding, but for food.
Yeah, it's the only base for
here's
the
what
cheese
I, here's
sauce.
What I've done. Okay, the only time I made baked macaroni and cheese, and I did this. Okay, I did straight up Velveeta shells and cheese, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then I took that bitch and I threw it in a casserole dish and I put some cheddar cheese on top and I fucking threw that bitch in the oven and I fucking baked that shit.
That's easy. That sounds like the jail macaroni.
And that shit came out fucking dope.
No, sure, it was very good.
It came out fire. So let me tell you, aru my balls in your mouth. How about that? That shit was fucking fire. So I should just do that one.
People probably would enjoy it, but if your chick's going to be there, I say step it up.
Step it up. Mm-hmm. Make a roux.
Yeah.
But Velveeta shells, that's a quick default. It's like default macaroni
It's so
cheese.
Good.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Dude, I like, dude, fucking Velveeta
fucking
macaroni
ramen noodles with cheese
I like Kraft macaroni
and cheese.
Kraft
macaroni and
cheese
is the shit.
I'll just take that over almost any macaroni and cheese. You go to a fucking dope-ass spot, some barbecue spot in Texas, they give you some flavorless shit.
Yeah,
okay, throw some Kraft macaroni and cheese in a little cup for me, and I'm fucking ready to rock.
All right, boy.
I'm ready to rock. I got no problem with it.
I do the box of Velveeta shells, but then I put in
he
a bag
He just eats the
of,
box.
I do a bag of frozen broccoli in with it, so it's half and half.
Then you make another kind of, that's
dude,
a whole other
crazy.
Thing. That's a casual.
Dude, that's what happened with Rice-A-Roni. You know somebody was just high as fuck, like they're not Rice-A-Roni, Hamburger Helper, and they were just like, yo, we need some hamburger meat in this macaroni and cheese, and then a whole company was fucking born.
And then they started doing shrooms, and then Tuna Helper came.
Yeah, like, what? Nobody wants tuna in their macaroni and cheese.
Tuna helper. Watch. What the
it's fuck? Actually delicious, dude. Dude, what do they call it? Call it tuna casserole?
Oh, yeah. Tuna casserole is a thing. My delicious. Dad used to make this thing when we were kids that I fucking loved. I still love it to this day. I guess it's like fancy casserole, tuna casserole, but it was just a can of tuna, melted cheddar cheese, and angel hair pasta, and he would just mix it up. It was my favorite thing.
He would fancy. Mix it up. He would mix it up with roofie.
Fancy. That was fancy.
And then you would wake up.
Right? Yeah, that's fancy.
Cookie tray.
Shannon, did you get the
I'm
email?
I'm not coming off very good here.
Okay. This is what I'm trying to make. This is what I'm trying to make for
right,
the
see.
Fam.
Yeah. Press play. Yeah, that's not Velveeta, my dude. You going to be all right?
They ate Auntie macaroni and cheese up at the cookout yesterday. And I'm going to show you.
You
going
to be able to take all that black voice?
I'm doing the black voice the whole time I'm making it.
You going to be able to do that?
Oh, yeah.
First, you're going to make you a roux out of melted
roux.
Roux.
You got to make a roux.
You're going to add in your heavy cream and some of your cream cheese, about 4 ounces. Make sure you stir it.
Now, if you white, you ain't going to be able to do this, but you can try.
Personal preference, but one of my most favorite things to do is shred my own cheese.
Colby? That's Colby. That's Colby.
Yeah, that's some fucking. Derek,
that's Colby.
That is the blackest thing about you that you could identify cheeses just by looking at them.
And a whole lot smoother. Now look, no hell shade, yeah. no tea, but I know some of y'all don't like when you season it. But for me, my macaroni and cheese, I'm eating
no shade, no tea. Talking about you. That's exactly it. You know what seasonings are? You know
what seasonings are, right? Yes, of course.
Okay, just making sure we know what Gia knows what seasonings are. Because her fancy casserole only had
there's fall, spring, winter.
Zach! Yes! That's what I wanted! Zach!
That's why you're the best on chip. Oh, God.
Supposed to rinse them in cool water to stop the cooking process, and I'm gonna stick to that. Works for me. Now for some added flavor, I'm gonna toss these here noodles in some melted butter.
Melted butter on this cheese sauce.
Okay. Look at it, all creamy and smooth.
All creamy and shit.
Making me creamy.
If it looks dry, please add some more cheese sauce. Nobody wants no dry macaroni.
Nobody wants no dry ass macaroni. Goddamn.
Macaroni with the rest of the cheese.
Send this shit to me.
Derek, you know her.
I think I might know. Let's go to my church.
Spray with some nonstick spray. You gonna pop that macaroni and cheese. She's killing it.
Do the pull straight. You're going to do the thing where you scoop it. All right, here it comes. Because he's going to lift it up. No!
Wow. It looks good.
That looks amazing.
So that's what I'm trying to do. Though. What?
You need breadcrumbs on the top, I feel like. That's what's
Shannon,
missing.
Shut up, you white bitch.
I feel that you should put breadcrumbs on the top.
Hey, fucking Shannon Lee Honky, put a sock in it, bitch.
I really don't like that you didn't put breadcrumbs. I'm calling the police.
I'm with Shannon. Breadcrumbs are fucking awesome on mac and
Thank
cheese.
You.
You're like, excuse me, miss.
Why did you put your little white finger on it?
You're missing the breadcrumbs.
Excuse me, negress. You forgot the breadcrumbs.
Negress. Queen negress. I love everything you do. But I was wondering, I really think that we should put some breadcrumbs on the top because...
Look at Shannon's fucking white privilege. I understand you're black. You probably don't remember things.
Oh my God.
But we need breadcrumbs.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. Good gracious Christ, that was wild.
Damn, Shannon, that was fucking racist. Holy shit.
Breadcrumbs. This is forgetting. Potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs,
chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! That's a great mac and cheese. So do you think that I can execute that?
Yeah.
I don't think it looks that hard.
You got off all these festivals. You build a studio. I think.
Yeah, you just gotta take your time when you have the hot milk and the flour, you don't burn.
You gotta keep stirring the roux, low fire. Yeah, man.
You gotta keep it low and slow.
Low and slow.
And post it.
Listen
after.
To Zach, bro.
Low and slow.
Low and slow.
That's how I make my scrambled eggs.
Okay.
All right, you got this. Probably,
low and slow.
If you can make good scrambled
eggs, I make great.
Yeah, it's all about.
You put a little cream in there.
I do cream.
Yeah.
Very buttery.
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit of cheese. Okay. Right at the end. As soon as the eggs are almost done, they throw that cheese on, you flip, flop, flop. Turn the flame off. Let it sit for a second. All of a sudden.
Just make a TikTok on these eggs.
Soft? Flip,
yeah, I like that.
Soft eggs?
Yeah, soft.
Yeah, okay, nice. All right. I think you're going to, actually, just the way that you just described
soft
the eggs,
that's what
you're
going to.
Soft eggs, though. Right. Like Shannon's hard eggs.
Shannon's
eggs are over medium.
Hard boiled. Dinosaur eggs.
Flat eggs.
Go to Jurassic Park.
Life finds a way.
Spared no expense.
Spared no expense.
Oh, shit. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com is home of the $60 kilo. So if you're in the market for Kratom and you're over the age of 21 years old, let me tell you something. You got to get it from YoKratom.com.
Guys, stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations for your Kratom where you can get it delivered right to your door. The price of everything's been going up this year. You know what's consistent? A kilo of Kratom from our friends at YoKratom.com. Just $60 delivered right to your front steps. You're going to love it.
Love them. Love everything they do. They support everything we do. So go support YoCreative.com. All right, where were we? So that's it. Zach, by the way, last year, Thanksgiving, What You're Snacking On Edition, you gave us the best tip that we've ever had.
Thank you.
And I'll bring it up again. I mean, it's too late now.
Brought it up earlier in the lobby.
I did.
Did she? Oh, yes. The stuffing muffins.
Yes.
Yeah. I forgot I was on that episode. Holy shit.
You were on the episode.
Yeah,
wow.
He was talking about stuffing muffins.
Stuffing muffins. My sister was like, you know my sister's deep down, no matter how much weight she loses, she's just going to be a fat girl deep down inside. Because her eyes welled up with tears when I described stuffing muffins to her.
Stuffing muffins are
Okay, so
we go.
You did your stuffing in a muffin pan.
What's the best part of the stuffing? What's the best part of the stuffing?
Corner piece.
The corner. The edges, right? So this is just every one of them.
Everything's a corner piece.
Everything's a corner piece.
What in the multiverse is that?
Man, we just blew Derek's mind right now.
Wow.
Derek's going to go home and be like,
so you put the turkey, like the turkey, and then a stuffing muffin next to it. Right.
Well, some people don't put, now they don't cook the stuffing in the turkey. I still think you should. I don't give a fuck.
Well, turkey with stuffing is just the best way.
Most people, they say don't cook the stuffing in the turkey anymore.
Yeah, cook it off to the side and then put it together because
it can get you sick, right?
Some weird shit. Yeah. I don't know.
They also say that about cookie dough, but I'm not going to stop eating it. So. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cookie dough, it will get you sick because it's just raw egg.
Because it's raw egg and also flour. It's the flour as well. If you don't heat treat flour, apparently that can get you sick. That's a new thing. I don't care. I'm still going to eat it.
But what about cookie dough that's like at the ice cream shop for your ice cream?
There's no eggs and they heat treat it.
Oh.
So they like bake the flour in the oven first.
Heat treat ice cream. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit going on there. What in the
ice cream is my favorite heat treat.
My favorite heated treat ice cream.
Deep-fried it is.
So let's see. Mike Tyson, Mike Tyson is like a weed like mogul now, right? He's got his weed companies. He's doing his thing. Good for Mike Tyson. I got no problem with Mike Tyson, okay? He's fucking out there crushing it, right?
I didn't buy none when I was in Vegas. That's the only thing I regret.
I in Jersey, there's my local dispensary carries his, whatever they call it, like KO Punch or whatever. They have like different names like that, right? I got it. It's like the highest grade they have actually at my dispensary. KO Punch.
They sell them in like these, they sell them in pre-rolls. This KO Punch, I think I might have sold.
Maybe.
$65 pre-rolls. Yeah,
that shit's expensive. It was the most expensive weed they have there. It's really good. I'm actually probably going to get some specifically for Thanksgiving, right? Get fucking baked as hell, which I love, right? But he has these new weed gummies, and have you seen these gummies? Mm. They are shaped like ears.
With a little bite taken out.
Bite taken out.
That's actually really good.
But a lot of states, you can't sell them.
Why?
Because there's a rule that weed gummies can't be shaped like people and anything for kids.
Oh,
that's why, like, a lot of the times in Jersey, when you buy weed gummies, they're just like squares.
Mike bites.
So, I mean, nothing says kid like a fucking ear with a bite taken.
It's not supposed to be shaped like anything, like a cartoon, anything recognizable. That's why you'll get gummies that are just like plain squares.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a lot of states have that rule.
Are there any edibles in studio today, by the way? Or Edible Connect?
I don't think so.
If I get a coffee, I got some. I got my little drops, my little tincture. I do that like an old man. Stir it like a hot toddy.
Some edibles on Thanksgiving would be nice. No? Oh, damn. All right, what are you going to do? So, hold on, but he came up with a commercial for it, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And there's a special cameo in the commercial for Mike Bites. Let's see.
Is that nothing is more rewarding than the gift of giving. Happy holy days.
Oh. You go first. You go first. No, you go first. Hey, you go first.
Okay. I'm glad Evander's in it.
No, I go. You sure? You mean... Here you go. What's this?
Iron Mike.
I'm glad we iron things out.
Oh. I'm glad we iron things out.
Now I got you a gift.
Smile in anticipation.
Oh boy.
This commercial took 17 hours.
I know, man. Boxers can't act.
I got you your ear. No, it's not. This ain't my ear. Yes, it is. Cherry pie punch. Yes, don't taste like cherry pie. Yes, they do.
That's pretty funny. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
No, it don't.
Yes, it do. Why I ate your ear, I should know.
Well, his voice got deeper.
Yeah.
That's actually good.
I like that.
Great commercial.
That was good.
I would love to try them. Shannon, can we get those? Where can we find them?
I would try.
We've got to be able to order them somewhere on the web.
I'm sure
we can get
them.
First, Evander Holyfield said this whole thing with these gummies, he didn't think it was funny, but then over time...
But then he opened up his check, and he was like, it's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
And I just like that Evander got a cut. I'm like, I'm glad Evander got a look for that. And I'm like, all right, that's what makes it go, oh, I'll do that, because he got Evander, and it's a joke now. And all that. That's pretty
But fun. So then he said that Mike Tyson hasn't gotten in trouble in a long time, and he's trying to do a good thing by like normalizing cannabis a little bit more. So he was like, because of that, that's why he agreed to be part of this.
They say he hasn't gotten in trouble in a long time when not that long ago he punched someone on a plane.
That was warranted.
No, somebody, somebody taunted him.
He should have gotten punched, but it was fucking
somebody
hilarious.
Taunted that man. Yeah, Mike went, Mike. Yeah, man, I saw the video.
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck you would do that to Mike Tyson.
I mean, people just want to have that moment. That happens more often than you think to fighters. Like, people find out you're a fighter, and then they fucking want to, you know, show that they're... It's like almost like a moment they could like see how far they can push you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a like almost like hum- like real life trolling.
You know
and they
what?
Think you're not going to fuck them up.
It's like when audience members come up to you and try to tell you a joke.
No.
Or tell you, ask you, tell me a joke. You'd be like, you motherfucker. You know, so I get it.
Yeah. I literally never, ever, ever, ever want to tell a joke when I'm not on stage. Ever. Or on a podcast. Like, I, if
just
I'm going to
talk.
I you know, and if something funny happens to come up, so be it.
Yeah.
You know, that's but, actually, it's almost the problem with being a comedian is you ruin those moments. Back in the day, it used to just be like, if something funny happened, you're like, oh, this is great. Now, like, it's like, oh, save it for the podcast, or you think about writing it down on your phone, or you record a note. You, it takes you completely out of the moment of just being a funny human being.
Mm. Deep.
It is deep.
Deep.
Let's see. There's an update on the White Power Ranger who was found hanged in his hotel bathroom.
Die!
After
I know that part.
Yeah, the original.
His wife.
Yeah. It was the original power. Oh, after a fight with his wife.
That motherfucker.
Yeah.
Shit, that's got to feel bad for her. God damn.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Like the asshole that pushed him to it.
Only a fucking woman. That would be her perspective. She's like, oh my God, the poor wife.
Yeah.
She's gotta
no, I'm terrible. Just. I'm not saying poor wife. I'm. Just, I mean, Jesus.
Hey, Zia, how about you not yell at me?
Sorry, Lewis. Sorry.
What the fuck was that? She got aggressive.
Went up.
Shit. You saw that?
She went up.
She got crazy.
I got worked up about it.
Shoulders up.
She loves Power Rangers.
I do love Power Rangers.
I grew up
and that
with Power
was
Rangers.
When I watched it.
Especially
yeah.
the first, like when they start doing all those different departments and the
yeah,
faces
that was
started.
Weird.
The first original gang.
The original gang was pretty dope.
He was the original from season 1 through 3.
Yeah. And he was the White Ranger, or he was the Green Ranger and then became the White Ranger, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Because he was evil at first.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember that the Green Ranger saga was crazy as a kid. Like, it was like a soap opera. That shit was wild.
What's kind of funny is, like, I never thought I liked the Power Ranger. I was like, yeah, it kind of stinks. Like, I never really knew. But I remember that whole saga of him becoming the White Ranger. And I was like, I must have just been watching it, but acting like I didn't really like it. I was like, ah, whatever. But I was really.
I was into it.
I knew what was going on.
Because he was fucking them Rangers up when he was a Green Ranger.
I just had a real problem with. I couldn't look past their fucking rounded edge plastic swords. It was just like, they're not real swords. It's just the violence. He had hit a guy in the chest with a sword and then like sparks would fly off and it just, I couldn't get past it.
But their overly exaggerated karate skills were fine.
It just wasn't my thing. It was fine. You loved it, Derek.
I had a good time.
You loved
it. Wrestling too. So I was like, oh, okay. This is like, dainty wrestling.
I liked wrestling.
That's a good way of putting it. Dainty wrestling.
I liked wrestling, but wrestling, like, yeah, wrestling was its own category, right? It was just wasn't. It didn't do it for me. I'm trying to think if I was even into any action type TV shows.
Jackie Chan.
Wrestling was great because it was a lot of shit talk. I'll always like shit talk.
No, I wasn't into martial arts as much. Yeah, it wasn't really my thing so much. But anyway, I didn't love it. And then, so he died. How many of them have died? The Asian one died a long time ago, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She went to a car accident.
Shocking.
Crashed the Zord. Crashed the Zord. And
I can't.
Wow. I tried.
What
to
else did
it,
we find out about the fight with his wife, Shannon?
So they were both at a hotel. They were staying in separate rooms because I guess they had already been fighting. And then, at around 5 o'clock in the morning, they were fighting outside of his hotel room, and he slammed his door shut and locked her out. And it was at that point that it's a speculation, but maybe he was like saying that he was going to kill himself or something because she knew something was up at that moment. And she called the cops to check on him. And by the time they got into the room, he hanged himself in his bathroom. It was too late already.
Holy shit.
Did he play a sad song on the dagger first?
Also, 20 Power Ranger actors have passed away.
How many?
20?
20?
Yep.
That show is cursed.
Whoa. Yeah, that's
what
a cursed show.
Fuck?
Power Rangers cursed.
That's cursed.
There actually is a lot of talk about like crazy hours and abuse and shit on the sets.
Wow. Because
they were non-union. So they would work the fuck out of those kids.
And probably not pay them a ton.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Which ones have died, Shannon? Please show us more.
Okay, so I have the actor's name, so just give me a second to find out.
That's crazy.
But is there like a YouTube video on the Power Rangers curse? There must be something.
Didn't one of the Red Rangers kill somebody with a sword?
That I feel like I heard about.
Wow.
You gotta really want to kill somebody if you kill them with a sword.
Yeah, right.
And a rounded tip plastic sword at that.
Yeah. You gotta beat them to death. Yeah.
Okay, so I found a video. It's 8 minutes. Maybe we can click through it a little bit.
Let's see. What is this?
It's the curse of the Power Rangers.
I knew it.
So there's other ones that are like documentaries, but this is the shortest one.
Childhood ruined.
No, sucks to find out about.
Wait, I feel like maybe this is just the Power Rangers.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I know this one.
No, I think this is... It says the curse of the Power Rangers.
Shannon, this is just the Power Rangers. She was making us watch the Power Rangers.
Maybe an episode was called The Curse of the Power Rangers.
God, I hate you.
Hold on,
why don't you fast forward a little bit and take a peek?
I think maybe it just had the opening because it did say strange but true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's clips. You can share it again. It's just...
In that weird vacuum spacey thing. How did he get in there in the first place? It doesn't matter. Let's all raise our morphers in respect to the man.
Yeah, dude, she was so hot. Amy Jo Johnson.
She's still looking pretty good, too.
I'm sure she's looking okay.
Richard Janelle, who played the owner of Angel Growth Youth Center, left the show in 1997 to take care of personal health problems, to quit smoking and lose weight. Good for him for making those changes. However, he ended up dying from a heart attack in 2008. God bless you, Richard.
That's not really a curse. The fat guy dies of heart attack.
He left the show 12 years earlier and did not lose any weight.
Awkward smoking.
The curse of the Power Rangers.
I played the Rangers' most iconic villain of them all, Rita Repulsa.
She looks like the person who does the interior design for Guest Digital. That's what she's like. She comes in and she's like, oh, and she fucking has her little monsters that are around her.
Pancreatic cancer for 2 years, which took her life at the age of 68.
That's not a curse.
She had a long, healthy life, a successful career.
That much harder to swallow is the fact that she died alone. Her friend found her body a few days later. Rest in peace, Makiko. Thanks for entertaining all of us for so many years with your...
They're not watching your YouTube video from heaven. Rest in peace, Makiko.
Rita Repulsa will live on forever. Eric Frank played David Trueheart on Power Rangers Zeo. The character was the brother of Tommy Oliver,
who is
considered by many fans, including myself, to be the greatest ranger of all time. Those two were also real-life brothers. Eric died at the age of 29, makes his death so bizarre is that all research just turns up as that he died of an unspecified illness. Surely the autopsy report would have recorded which illness he died from, not just documenting his death as unspecified.
Now we're getting into
I would have led with that.
That's the one.
Wow.
Now, this is where things start to get weird.
I'm excited.
The curse doesn't just apply to those who had major roles in the show. Skylar Deligan made a brief appearance in the original series as a kid learning to play soccer. Right. In 2009, he was sent...
I don't care anymore, Shannon. I just got bored.
So basically, the story of this is child actors have fucked up lives.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I could have told you that.
I think there's a lot more going on with Green Ranger, because I've heard people kind of talk about his life, and I think he had a really tumultuous, weird, fucked up life.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it's not. I don't want to talk about it on microphone, because I don't think it's stuff that's in the news.
All right,
I think some crazy fucking shit happened.
Zach, talk about it on a microphone. What are you talking about? You could shed some light on this and give us some fucking secret information.
I heard people that knew him talk about it.
Who?
He was a karate instructor, and I know people that took his course.
All right, so what did they tell you?
You're going to say fucked up shit in his life.
Give me some specifics, Zach.
Sit EI.
I don't know if it's in the news.
Sit EI. That's how I used to do it. Shit. Sit EI.
I don't know if it's in the news, so I don't want to put his personal shit out. I'll say it after we're done.
All right, word. That's respectful.
I want to respect the guy's family.
All right, I'm going to say it after you tell me on air.
That's fine.
Just so you know. Okay. Guys, stay tuned. Because I'm going to give you these a scoop.
Are you going to come back afterwards and record an extra segment and just tack it on at the end?
Green Ranger, The Inside Scoop by Zach Amico. I love it. Okay, so what happened? All right, so this shooting in Colorado, right?
Terrible. Tragic.
Very tragic. Yeah, that sucks. But apparently, a drag queen stomped the Colorado shooter with her heels, mm-hmm. and that's how they took the guy down.
She was like ex-military or ex-cop, or it was something like that.
Yeah,
she that's used a story. To be. Yeah,
yeah. Dan Savage had a great tweet that was like five queer people in a club did what 20 armed officers couldn't do in fucking Uvalde.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Five fucking faggots fucking stomped this kid out. Instead of an entire police department with body armor who went, I can't go in there. Yeah. Too dangerous.
Pretty wild.
Damn.
Do we have any video of the drag queen, Shannon?
I don't have video. I have a picture. Hold on.
You could beat the shit out of someone with a high heel.
Oh, no. Okay, so here's the additional information. This picture that they're showing here is of... So the drag queen was one of the people that took out the shooter. This is the other guy that took out the shooter. And they found out afterwards that this guy, his daughter's boyfriend was also killed by that shooter that night.
His daughter's boyfriend?
Yeah, that night. And so like he avenged him.
What was her daughter's boyfriend doing at a gay club?
You're allowed to hang out.
This is a fun family activity. It's they not. Were all there together.
You're allowed to hang out.
Yeah, that's weird.
They don't check you at the door.
That's a weird thing, dude.
Straight dudes would ask, yo.
If you're at a gay club and you're a straight dude, it's a little bit like...
Something you want to tell me? That's a something you want to tell me situation. But
maybe they were experimenting. Fun. Yeah.
Maybe somebody was performing at night and they were showing support.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. Good for them. At least they stopped him. What was his motive? Do we know? Did the shooter get killed or just arrested?
Arrested. But there, I keep seeing stuff about like his mother was arrested several times. His grandfather was some like a
his
big
grandfather's
Trump supporter.
A representative, Republican, yeah. Something.
Oh,
yeah. So that's what they're things are coming up about his past, but we don't know specifically yet. And he also bombed a place years ago and was arrested for it. So he was just like,
so that's what people are talking about. Apparently, he had some type of arrest involving a bomb, and then his file was closed.
Oh, mm. Jesus.
And he was not put on any other watch lists. And his grandfather's a politician.
Okay.
Wow.
Who's like a known like big Trump dude.
Okay.
And they think his grandfather had his case kind of swept under the rug.
Damn, that's a lot of red yarn on this.
Yeah.
It's connected.
He was a domestic terrorist.
Damn.
Previously to this.
And then got off and then did it again.
And was freed and then did this.
That's America.
He changed his name 6 years ago also, so that's probably what helped him stay under the radar.
It's a whole movie.
Wow. Yeah, I actually wouldn't be surprised if they make a movie about it in a year or two.
It's a crazy movie.
Yeah, that is pretty fucking wild, dude. Yeah, that sucks. 5 people killed, 18 others injured. Very, very sad. Was he specifically trying to attack gay people?
It's not, I mean, we can only assume that, but it doesn't say specifically.
Or was it like wrong place, wrong time for the entire gay club?
I would be guessing at the answer. The answer isn't here yet.
Also, you know, speaking of, I guess New York governor proclaims November is Transgendered Awareness Month.
It is?
Yeah.
I thought that was June or July.
Yeah, wasn't
no,
that
that's
something
gay.
Else?
That's gay month.
So oh. That's, so it's all, so the community, they have different. Yeah. Taking all the months.
They Trans Day of Remembrance has always been in November, and I guess they just made it a sweep
the Trans
the whole
Day
month.
Of Remembrance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For people that were killed.
Trying to be who they are.
Yeah. But I remember the specific day going back to like when I was in high school. I remember it, so it's not that's not new.
Okay. What month of the year is the leap year day in?
February.
Then that should be trans because sometimes it's one thing and one time it's another. Sometimes it's another. Sometimes it has an extra day. That should be the trans month.
I think February's already.
Is there a lesbian month? I bet you the lesbians have their own month too, separate from fucking gay month.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think it's just Pride Month is Pride
look up,
month.
See if there's a National Lesbian Day. I bet you those fucking bitches.
Day? I bet there's a day.
Look up the National Lesbian Day.
Oh, March 14th.
Pi?
Yep.
Nice.
October 8th.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Australia. Never mind.
That was great. God damn it, Jack. March 14th.
International Lesbian Day.
Sorry, I walked all over
that. Great.
That was a really good joke. That's smart. That was smart. I'm glad I got it. I'm just happy that I got the joke.
Yeah, International Lesbian Day is October 8th. Yeah,
it's but that's just, in Australia.
But that's the world
over.
Yeah. For lesbians to come out together. It's kind of hot. Good for them. Good for them. Natalie, when did you come out to your family?
College.
College.
Yeah.
Did you sit them down? How was it? What was
No,
your...
they just sort of picked up on it. And we. I was like, yeah, this is...
They said it to you?
Yeah, I didn't have like a...
Who said it to you out of your family? Yeah, I mean, you don't have to talk about this if you don't want to.
Yeah, I don't remember. But don't remember. It wasn't like a day. It wasn't like a big coming out day.
It wasn't anything. A big coming out day. They were like, Natalie.
Did y'all get a McDonald's at least? Did y'all get like a milkshake?
No.
Like, okay, cool. Because I don't know how that shit works.
Hey, hon, we've noticed the way you talk, dress, act.
Behave,
yeah, we've put the pieces together.
The people you hang out with.
Yeah.
I had a friend that came out to us after high school, and everybody was like, yeah, we know. Like, this is not a, it's not a surprise.
It was like a duh moment. Duh.
Yeah. Like, of course, Chris, we love you. I mean, it's, yeah.
Nobody's ever come out to me. I feel a little bit hurt by that.
Really? No one's ever come out to you?
I want somebody to come out to me.
Oh.
Ian Finance did.
To you?
To a group of niggas. It was so funny. To me, Dave, Monroe. It was like, okay, we don't give a fuck, but we kind of already do. Like, it was so fun. Guys, I want you to take me seriously. He was like, Ian, shut the fuck up, man.
What did he say? He said he was bi or gay. What did he say?
He was like, I'm kind of gay sometimes. And we was like, yeah, I can see that. We all was like, hey, do your thing. But he took it. Because we weren't all hemming and hawing over him and fawning him. Like, you remember that fucking series of the Cosby Show when they all did this to his face? And then, whoa, we didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
We was like, all right, you gay? We don't give a fuck.
That's so funny that wings. Ian nigga, came out to you guys.
And we was like, to us? Why us? We don't care. It was funny.
He wanted you guys to sing him spiritual.
We just laughed. We laughed like the whole time. It was like, like, it was just like, we don't give a fuck. Comedy, nigga, we, you know, whatever, eat the wings.
He's like, I'll take the drumsticks.
Yeah, he was like, we was like, okay, because Ian wanted us to just get all fucking emotional for him. He was like, this ain't the party,
he
bro.
He talked it up, he had it a whole moment.
He did the whole thing.
Yeah, good for them. Shannon, has anybody ever come out to you?
No. Yeah. There was like only like, there are two gay people in my family. One of them, she passed away, but it was just always swept. 'Cause
your uncle killed her?
It was always like swept under the rug where it's like we knew it, but it would never be addressed because of all the older people in the family.
Yeah, I don't know if we have any gay people.
It was munched under the rug.
Got to sweep that gay under the rug.
Yeah, dude. I don't think I have any gay people in my immediate family that I could even think of. And I have a lot of cousins. They're all Puerto Rican, dude.
Well, then statistically, one of them is gay. You just don't know yet.
Yeah, there's some secret shit probably going on. Yeah, yeah, for sure. But it's a very alpha-y type family. Like, even the girls are kind of just like big shoulders and fucking what's up.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So he's probably taking asshole.
Maybe.
Be proud of him.
Maybe.
Stonewall motherfucker.
Yeah, so let's see. Body cam footage. No. What is this Afro Man video? This is kind of funny. Remember Afro Man I got high?
I was just talking about that on stream the other day.
Does he have any other songs? It was just that, right?
You do know. He got
Crazy Rap.
That shit.
Oh. Yeah. That's a fucking great song.
I don't know the song.
It's very dirty, but very good.
Colt 45 and two zigzags. Baby, that's all we need.
I do know that song.
We can go to the park after dark. Smoke that tumbleweed.
Yeah.
As the marijuana burns, we can take our turns. Singing them dirty rap songs.
Yeah, that's
stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong.
Yeah. Man.
It's a fucking good song.
All right. So what happened? He was
and
in concert.
Is good too.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
He was in concert and he hurt himself, apparently.
He hurt himself.
No.
Fell off the stage. Nice stage fall. And he tumbled too. Look.
Holding water.
But he says oh shit right
boy
before
busts
it.
His ass. Oh,
oh there I go.
That was the best part.
Oh shit. Oh no. That ain't part of the song.
I mean, Sharon, he was in the news couple. Remember he punched that lady a few years ago.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
What did
Karma's
she do?
A bitch, man. Karma's a bitch. You don't hit somebody in the face.
Shannon, is he okay? What'd they say?
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah, he got back up and continued the show.
He's gonna survive?
Thank God. Yeah. All right, this look, it is Black Friday. I do want, we got to get some Christmas shopping done today, Shannon. Did you pull up a list of things that we get some good Black Friday deals?
Yes, I have a list of top 10 best Black Friday 2022 deals. I'm excited.
Deals. The 2022 deals.
Yep.
Let's go.
Okay, first one is a MetaQuest 2 VR headset bundle. Resident Evil 4 and Beat Saber for $349.99. You save $120.
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait, can you see a picture, Shannon? Don't just say it. Let's see a picture of it.
Oh, I thought the screen, sorry, that's
the screen. I don't know. Is that the Oculus?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's the new thing. It's the new virtual reality.
Did I tell you that I lost my Oculus? I can't find it. And it's just signed into my VR porn. So somebody else is fucking living my life right now in my virtual reality world, fucking
where
the VR
were
chicks.
Where you taking your virtual reality porn that it
could
get
lost?
It
was in my
lost.
House, and now it's gone. So somebody stole
Have
it.
Have you talked to your son?
I think my ex-girlfriend stole it. Just so you know. I think she fucking is Oculus. go ahead.
Okay. The next one is Apple AirPods Pro. You can share this. Second generation for $199.99. $49.
Hate them. Right? Don't like them. Do not like them. Because I feel like, first of all, I lose earphones where they got wires attached to them. AirPods. You guys AirPods people?
I don't have an iPhone, but I have the equivalent for my Pixel, and I never use them. Yeah. I just use the wired headphones anyway.
I'm going to lose them. So that's why.
Yeah. I'm going to lose them. I'm going to lose them. Can't fucking have them separate little I mean, they're little fucking boogers. I'm not going to use them. Zach?
They're going to fall out of my fucking head, and like I'm going to lose one, and then I'm just going to have one.
Yeah. What a waste. It's a scam. The biggest scam in the world is AirPods.
I had to help someone when I was fucking waiting tables once. This was in LA. I had to help someone look through the trash to find one because they left it on the table, and one of the bussers threw it out. It was fucking like 20 minutes. It was a pain in the ass.
Wow.
Digging through garbage for technology.
Crazy. I don't know why I did it. Their tip wasn't even that good.
Damn. Shannon, what's the next one?
Hard lessons.
Next one is a Philips Premium Air Fryer. For $169.99, you save $179.
Air fryers are awesome.
Air fryer kicks ass.
Yeah.
My air fryer is the I will say one of the best purchases that I have.
Yep.
And I got the Ninja air fryer. I do everything with it. I mean if I want to simply just heat something up, that's what I do. If I want to heat up a slice of pizza, bang, air fryer. Cook bacon, air fryer.
Yep.
Literally anything. Anything you can put in the oven, you can put it in the air fryer. It comes out better.
It makes it crispier.
It makes it better. What do you want me to say? It cooks it faster. If I want to bake something, I can bake it twice as fast in the air fryer.
You gonna air fry that mac and cheese? I see what you did. You son of a bitch! He gonna air fry that goddamn mac and cheese. That's what he gonna do. He's a cheater. He's a goddamn cheater. That rattlesnake.
Go ahead. Next one.
Baked mac and cheese.
Next one, I feel like you're not going to care about. It's Lululemon high rise pants. You save $20. Next is a Solo Stove Bonfire.
I've seen these.
Let me show you real quick. Saving $175.
That may be cool for s'mores.
It's just a at-home Sterno?
It's
Oh, okay. It's big. It's big.
That's
okay.
Pretty big, bro. That's problematic, too. That is flammable. Yeah.
It's okay.
Then an Apple 2021 10.1-inch iPad. Save $59.
Okay.
Insignia 58-inch smart TV for $299.99. Save $180. Whirlpool 7-foot cubic electric dryer.
The Roomba.
You save $200.
The Roomba's fucking expensive as shit, dude.
I didn't realize that. Are they good? Have you used them?
I got my girlfriend last year for Christmas. And everyone was offended. Everyone talked about me like I was an asshole.
Why?
I was like, because I was getting her something to clean my house.
But you don't have to do anything, right? Isn't that the point? You just hit a button and it wanders around
I bought
and vacuums?
I bought her time, which is irreplaceable.
I saw a video that made me scared of the Roomba. A dog shit on had like diarrhea on the floor, and the Roomba went over it and just painted the entire floor in wet dog shit. Oh. And now I'm like,
dude,
I don't want that in the house.
Dude, I saw a fucking video.
That makes that a whole lot different.
Yeah, because it's not like it knows.
That is, yeah.
Dude, I saw a video, maybe the funniest thing I've ever seen. Shannon, I don't know if you're just going to be able to find it off this, but I believe it's a pit bull, but it's a dog, and then there's a baby cow. And the baby cow is sucking the dog's dick, and the dog's just humping the baby cow's face, and it made me laugh so fucking hard.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Baby cow sucks dog's dick. I bet you can find it.
Wow.
It fucking ruled.
Good for you, man.
It got milk in the end.
It was fucking, dude, it was the best. And you couldn't fake it. It wasn't CGI. It was none of that, dude. That was some real life shit. No, Shannon?
Yeah. I found a cow suckling. I can show you a cow sucking on a dog.
A cow sucking a dog's dick?
Yeah, he is.
Let me see. Here. This isn't it, but this is the same idea.
Oh, my.
Suckling on a dog has gone viral.
Yeah, his tail is up and hooked over. He's having a good time.
No, here's the thing. This dog was humping, dude. This dog was fucking the cow's mouth. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I did find the diarrhea video if you want to see that real quick.
Please.
Yeah, of course.
That, I'd rather see that. All right, let's see what happens. Oh, this is great. Dog
face. Ah. So I'm so scared of the fucking Roomba now.
Do you have dogs?
What?
You have dogs?
No, it's two cats.
Yeah, he sometimes shits in the middle of the room.
And I also do take wet shits on the floor.
Dog smells it, goes, yeah, that's what it is.
Yep, that's me.
Oh, God.
Is he eating it?
Oh, dude, this is like a horror movie.
No. Yeah, I feel like it needs suspenseful music.
Here it comes.
Oh, God.
That's
Let's do it.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
It also gets the shit all up in the Roomba.
Yeah,
which sucks.
It really got to ruin your day.
There's no way that you're going to fucking be able to...
No, you got
to
throw it out.
Yeah, your Roomba's done after that.
That's done.
That's awful.
And it's going across the...
No.
Shannon, you really can't find that dog fucking that cow's
mouth. Chris really wants us to see this.
I mean,
what's wrong with you, man?
It's inside
your heart.
You'll love it. Derek.
I'm not going
to
love it.
Derek, not only will you love it, you'll show it to others.
The cell is terrible. And I'll watch because this is this goofy ass show.
I've described it perfectly.
And I'm a grown man, I'll close my eyes.
I would judge you, but the amount of times I've shown people the monkey using a frog like a fleshlight.
Yeah.
I saw that one.
Yeah.
That one.
Shani Slub found it.
No, I'm sorry.
Dog fucks cow's mouth.
We might be safe.
I mean, it's don't make me. It might be in the Facebook group. It's probably in the Facebook group. To be honest with you.
Oh, I found crazy man fucks cow mouth with passion.
No,
that's the person who came up.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Shannon?
Maybe this is. Hold on.
Let's see. One more shot at this, and that's that. It's the best video I've seen
in
my
life.
Found it.
Yeah.
Please go. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He is bodying that cow.
This is facial abuse. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Look, he puts it back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The dog's like, I can't.
Dick's so big.
That's the best.
I like that the cow went back, and it's one of the when you nut, but she keeps sucking.
She's a snow snatcher. The cow is a soul snatcher. She snow snatched that dog.
What was What was the number one deal on Amazon, Shannon, or for Black Friday?
The number one was the Meta Quest.
The Meta Quest.
Yeah,
we went from one to 10. Bundle.
Yeah, oh. I did it the wrong
Shannon,
way.
Do you not know how things work?
Yeah, I read it wrong. But there are so many. I have like five.
On New Year's Eve, Shannon counts from one upwards. God damn it, Shannon.
The number one, there's a 50% on Fire TV devices, like for Amazon specifically. Yeah. Lots of laptops.
This year I'm going to do shopping on Black Friday. I'm going to actually do it. I've never done it in my life. I've never given a fuck about a deal once. I was like, I'm just going to get all my Christmas shopping done Friday.
Are you going to go in store or are you going to just order it all online?
I'm an in-store guy, but none of the shit I want is on sale.
What do you want?
See, here's the thing. When I'm Christmas shopping for the kids, I like going in store. Because I'll go to the toy section, and then I go, oh, look, there's a board game that I've never even heard of. And I think it's cool, and I'm like, all right, I'll be inspired. That's probably not going to happen on Amazon or when I shop online. But I'll do one day of Christmas shopping during the Christmas season where I grab things like that. But my bigger gifts, I'll get all...
I did Black Friday for my TV a few years ago, and it was fucking, it's the best.
It's worth it for that kind of stuff. If you're going to make a big purchase, fuck yes.
And I bought that was like the first thing. I was like, oh, I have money. I bought a stupid big TV.
Goddamn straight. When I have money, I'm going to get like a 70-inch.
I have a 60-something.
Oh, that's amazing.
I love it.
Yeah. It's amazing.
All right, we got to wrap this one. It's been a fun show. You guys are the best. As always, please support Zia and Derek and everything that they do. We'll be back on Monday with another great episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, have yourselves a great weekend. Good night.
That's all, folks.